WHDD presents Susan Says.
Guess who hates Donald Trump? Come on, guess. Well, okay, besides me, I'll tell you. Tucker Carlson, yeah, and guess who knows he lost and wants him to stop lying? Laura Ingraham. And Sean Hannity had a lot of nasty things to say about the former jerk, too, and we know it now. All of us came out in their private emails. The lawsuit against Dominion revealed. I love it. Dominion is a big vote counting company and suing Faux News for defaming them, accusing them of lying when they all knew in private and to each other that the vote count was not what they said, that it was true, that he lost. And oh yeah, Rupert Murdoch, the big jerk who owns Faux News, he knew it. He hates him too. He wanted them to stop supporting him, but it would cost him money, so they didn't. Oh, this is all good stuff. Now, anyone with a conscience or any sense of decency would acknowledge it, apologize, and move on. But Carlson, oh no, that thin-lipped wonder, he's still carrying on posting January 6 videos edited down to tiny, tiny pieces that try to prove that the monster treasonous slobs in costume were just friendly tourists. I have to watch Faux News every once in a while just to know what lies they tell so I can tell you the truth. But I cannot watch Effer Carlson. I just can't. His face next to Donnie's are the two faces I need to slap. I just do. And Donnie Jr. is gone, cuckoo, his hands all over the place, snorting and sniffing. And the girlfriend, the over-Botoxed one, you know, she's dancing and stripping. Ugh, I can't. I just can't go on. Hopefully the lawsuit will end them all. Maybe. On a personal note, I'm sorry to learn that a dear family friend, the brilliant Israeli actor Topol, has passed away. He was, of course, most famous for Fiddler on the Roof. Though he did many movies, he was a humanitarian, a philanthropist. He started camps for Arab and Jewish children. He was a wonderful guy. I've known him almost all my life, an icon in Israel, and he will be missed. Rest in peace. Sadly, he was not mentioned in the Academy Awards memorial. What a shame, as well as Paul Sorvino, whose family is really upset, and a few others. But the Oscars this year were good, really good. Jimmy Kimmel did a great job covering all the hot bases, including a really good Scientology joke about Tom Cruise. L. Ron Hubba Hubba. You have to know about it to get it, but trust me, it's good. And the awards were warm, very personal. The young Asian man, well, he's not young now, but he started as a boy. He was so moving, besides himself with joy. I loved it. Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah, great. There were also some really naked, awful women dressed in, well, not dresses. I don't know what they were, bandages or something. Anyway, the idiot who wore the white headdress blocked everyone. But all in all, a nice evening for a change. It's good to have something nice in a year of bad stuff. Yay.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.